that first page a little bit quicker. Be a bit more conversational in the way you sing it.
All the world needs is love, so they say. For love is the way we share every day.
Blah, blah, blah. And although I am praying, love will be staying. We have to pray.
And although I am praying, love will be staying.
Comma. Then, yes, I am saying that forevermore. That makes more sense. So here we go from the beginning. I want to be happy to write the piano this time. 1, 2, 1. How loud it should be, but I think your general rule of thumb is if in doubt, you know, sing it out. So, which is fine. I've got nothing against it, but bear in mind, there's quite a bit more to go. So don't overcook it. So the chorus starts off in octaves.
Let there be music, let there be melody.
That, to me, signifies a soft start. Like that. So soft start. By that I mean mezzo piano, if you want to be technical. MP, moderately soft.
Let there be music.
You've still got a little bit of volume to it.
Let there be melody.
Springtime forever after. So that bar 29:30, where you would normally expect and want to breathe, it is now officially illegal. Bar 32, I'm beating this in minim. So in other words, there's two beats, two noted beats from me per bar. So you get two of the fully black in one of my beats. So let there be harmony, let there be children, and the ones that I haven't got aren't fully coloured in are the beats I'm beating, so they're minims. So when we get to bar 32, you'll notice that your let every has got a 3 over the top of it, and what the composer's done is gone, actually, I need to make this fit, so I'll tripletize it. In other words, put 3 in the space of 2. So instead of slowing it down, that actually cranks it up, and you have to add an extra note in the same space as 2 would be. So you've got 3 instead of 2, hence why you've got 3 over the top. So rather than slowing it down, which is what you're naturally wanting to do, you've got to speed it up. So,
let there be springtime forever after. Let every nation.
So that's a 3 and 2, okay? Let every nation. Let every nation. And you get the same thing at bar 62. Okay, which is in the tag. And with the magic of rainbows, the sun up above, let there be music, let there be love. Yeah? Now we have a pause at the end of music, because obviously we're in the tag, but the same thing applies when we come back to the second little beat of that bar, that we're tripletizing those crotches. Okay? So hopefully that makes sense. So, with that in mind, let's just sing the chorus softly for the time being, as instructed, moderately soft, from bar 16. Here we go, and 1. You're getting yourself a excited. One more song. So we've got to try and, you know, mind the balance a bit here, okay? So you've got to zone into the fact that it's quiet, and yet it's going a little bit more of a lift than you want it to. Okay? And one. Trying to hit the second beat, but subtleties. So after, which is halfway through bar 32, you've got to make sure that you are ready for this long phrase.
Let every nation in celebration today release a dove of peace.
That's your phrase. Excuse me. Comma. Then every war will cease. And you like to go all writ. We'll slow down. Bar 39. Let's just add that in. And the pause happens. There's only a slowdown at bar 40. And every war will cease. Cease is where you slow down. Okay? I don't mind a very slight writ, but we're sort of taking a mind of it. So just be careful there that we're a little bit more accurate to what we want. Otherwise, it creates this sort of 2.5 bars of sort of real slow pace step. Like go right up to it, and then we're more likely to get out the other end at tempo. Notice that the tag at the end, bar 56, is slow. That's slow as in no one's running at the top. You can ring it with your white pencil, can't you? Is the important thing. That's where we get slow. That's where we emphasise what we've said before. And with the magic of rainbows, the son of a world, let there be music. Okay? Etc. So, let's go from the second beat of bar 32, Let Every Nation. Okay? One, two, one.
Let every nation.
Bar 40, that's where you're at your peak, and that's the last bit the last page and a half is pretty much the same sort of volume all the way through. So keep it going, don't slow it down.
Yeah.
can memorise that, so that we're all on the same page. Here we go, sopranos. Let's do your line on your top. 556 and one.
Thank you.
generally, with your quiet pencil, just need to adjust a few things. So, one more bird is on. We're running a little bit. Right, steal away, comma, steal away, comma, steal away to Jesus, full stop. So, what I'm trying to do, I know I'm not conducting it very well, but what I'm trying to do is
steal away.
One
long phrase. So from bar 49, 50, 51, 52, they're those phrase lines. So it's quite pencil time. So that means don't breathe. Okay? Or if you have to breathe, don't breathe in any area that is obvious. Okay? Where we go, because that's blindingly obvious. But I want to see that one through. So just be prepared for that. Bar 49, you need to have a big breath or something there so that you know that you're going to sink through that. And then steal away home, you've got the pause and then the little sort of breathing space there. And just try to sing this through. I know what you're trying to do, you're hedging your bets going, what's he going to do? And so you're just giving me one note after another. And I don't like that, but what I want is
sisters, let's go down, come on down. All sisters, let's go down.
So, just be careful, I mean, there are many pitfalls with this, because it repeats itself a lot. I think that's one of the major pitfalls. And you always expect there to be a bar between one section and the next, and there isn't always, okay? So key moment in point is bar 62, 63, 64, page 8, between G and H. Show me the way, 1, 2. Oh, that's what you're expecting every single time, okay? You don't get it, because when we get to page 9, middle stave, down to the river to pray, and one, as I went down. So that's another one. When we get to figure J, which is the one I'm shouting at you with, page 10, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, families, let's go down. That's what you get, okay? In effect, you get half a beat. So just be really careful with that. We'll look at that one. Dum 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 d
2 weeks ago, when we had a look at it, we decided that we would have a look, we would move a bit more at bar 25. Didn't we? Good. With more movement. So we're always a bit lethargic there. And we just help us. And I just want it to kick through a little bit more. That doesn't mean volume. That does not mean volume. The only dynamic we have at this point is the mezzo piano at the beginning. That's all we've got. And we're being a little bit fast and free with it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But just you need to bear that in mind as a sort of anchor point to where your volume should be. Things like bar 17, I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood, was not quite little lamb, it was more like I'm a big boy than Johnny. Just be a little bit more subtle with that, okay? The key thing to this as well is it's sort of telling you that in its arrangement, you're starting from the same note. So you're sort of going from there, and that's a nice arranging technique to have. So just bear that in mind as a sort of thing to remember it by. So with your choir pencils, you've got MP at the beginning, let's circle it. And then the next thing that you've got dynamically is at bar 25. And that's MF moderately loud. Okay? So this gets us to this little bridge moment, doesn't it? And then we recap the beginning melody. So with more movement, the key thing to having more movement is to have the same form of movement at the same time as part and alto, so that we don't have this sort of sort of going on. It needs to be nice and tight. But we'll work on that, and it's great to tell the basses when you come in. Now these harmonies at key are key, because I think what we're doing is a little bit of fluffing, and then we get to this chord and go, oh, it's alright, we know where we are now. But it'd be great if we could have a look at just the subtle differences that are going on. So you've just done. Yeah? So let's just do that little bit. Tell you what, let's do sopranos and altos to start off with. Sopranos and altos, bar 24. Okay, here we go. Two, one. Okay.
same thing with the basses. Here we go. And two.
That will that you are keeping me going. Because.
Make sure you're not throwing them out.
Now you've got your quiet pencils, you know what you're doing. I won't do another one because we've gone over. So next week, I'm hopefully going to have a new piece of music for you. I found a really lovely piece of music this week. By a chap called Ward Swingle. We've heard of Ward Swingle. Swingle singer, yeah. So, a French guy who started the Swingle Singers, and he did a lot of their arrangements. In Latin, he's Jonathan Rathbone, and things like that have been arranged. This is nothing horrific from Swingle Singers. The Swingle Singers stuff is really hard. But it's a lovely piece called Give Us This Day, and it's a lovely four-part piece of music that I found and thought, ooh, I like that. So I'm going to go